I was always very, very into English football. Even when I was a teenager, I was always, you know, I always loved that dynamic, explosive football, that high-ridden football, always playing forward football. So I really like that, where on the continent we have, you have different football cultures, they love to play square or backwards. So my football is more forward, and that's what I found. What I found in England, even when I played in the German Bundesliga, also a very strong league, well known in the world, I always said once I want to play in England, and fortunately, it happened.
I mean, you moved to Blackburn Rovers, and obviously, it was first a loan spell and then a permanent deal. And what was it like there? Because obviously you were in a position where you didn't make too many appearances, but was it a case that you were getting used to the English culture, which actually helped you in the end when you moved to Leicester?
Absolutely. Well, when I signed for Blackburn, I knew I will be a backup player. I knew that just a week or two before they signed Stephen Warnock from Liverpool. And I said, I don't care. I'm going to take the chance. I have in the age with 29, I said, look, I want to have this experience and I will fight for my place. But they knew from the start on I'm going to be a backup player. And unfortunately, I never really get played at Blackburn. To be fair, we've been a top 10 team and the lads performed very well. I really enjoyed my time at Blackburn under Mark Hughes and his staff. And sadly, I had to leave because I wanted to play again and bring some games under my belt. But I agree with you, that really helped me to adapt to English football, and it certainly helped for my time at Leicester.
And I was going to say, when you moved to Leicester, obviously, you became a bit of a fan's favourite in the end. I mean, what was it like there? Because obviously, you look at where they are now, obviously back there they were a division below, but what was it like in the dressing room during that time?
Well, I don't think it's going to be different than now. I don't know it. How it is now, but it feels like last week, and I've been at the ground, at the training ground, watching the final session, and it felt similar when I was there. So, you know, that is that family feeling. What from Leicester City, even if they are now on the top flight and battling for Premier League, it felt like it's the same when we were League One, and this is so just a fantastic story. You know, I mean, nothing changed. It's just, a lot of people are still there when I played. It's just fantastic.
And one thing I have to ask as well is you were there, you arrived in 2008, and it was 2010 when the takeover of Leicester City happened. Was there a feeling of something special that was going to happen after that takeover?
Yes, it felt like, but, you know, the Thai owners, which are very kind people, they always said, look, we bring in the business side into football, but we don't know a lot about football, so we are very, very willing to learn about it, so please let us know. And they always said from the very start on, we are here for the long term. And I think that some sort of calmed down all the people and the whole environment. And, you know, I think they learned a lot of lessons during the process up until then now, you know, so there have been maybe some mistakes, some successful spells, and obviously the finish of last season, I mean, that was, again, a crucial moment as, you know, this very hard playoff defeat against Cardiff, the championship against Watford. All these setbacks helped everybody at the club to where they are now.
And what did you were playing under the likes of Sven-Göran Eriksson, and Nigel Pearson was manager at the time of your spell as well. I mean, what was it like playing under those managers?
Well, what a gift in my life to play under such very, very good managers. And, you know, I always learn from every single manager, whether my relationship was good, very good or bad. It didn't really matter. I was always willing to learn. And obviously Nigel was one of them. I learned a lot. But also under Sven, or I mean, he was a manager from England. So it's always about the player, how is he willing, how is he open-minded to take on things for his own career. But it's a great, again, that's what I say, it's just a gift to play under such highly rated managers.
I know there you've mentioned some fantastic managers there that you've played under. Who was the best one for yourself?
Well, Sammy Nash is one of them. I always like his leadership and man management skills. I think in doing that, he's outstanding. I think he can manage any team in the world. He could be a candidate for the English job, English manager job at some point. He has proven a lot, you know, in the past. He can battle against relegation. He knows how to survive. He knows how to get promoted. He knows a lot now, and he has a great experience. But also, Roy Hodgson at Grasshoppers Zurich in Switzerland is one of his few English managers who left the country to go abroad and get the experience under the belt. And he was successful and also a very few gentlemen. Mark Hughes, I loved it to play under him, train under him. He also had a great approach to football and still has at Stoke, I'm sure. But again, it's about how much am I as a player willing to learn from every single manager.
And you've talked about Leicester, you've gone down there, the family feel of the club, and also picked up on the owners, but the way that they perform this season has been absolutely outstanding, and seeing them challenging for the title is unbelievable. I mean, first off, I'm going to have to put you on the spot. Do you think they can win it, and where do you see Leicester's future now as well?
Yeah, it's look, what an outstanding achievement this season. I think they will get over the finish line, and I think they're going to win the title. And then it's going to be very interesting. What do they make out of it? How do they approach to the new situation? Obviously, they're going to play Champions League. It's going to be completely different next season. Do they need a bigger squad? Salary wages will go up. How much risk do they take? Do they stick to their concept, to their strategy, to their philosophy? Or are they going to change it because they have that short-term amazing success? So that is going to be very interesting, how they're going to adapt to their completely new situation where, you know, the biggest club, they are used to it. For them, that's normal. But Leicester jumps on a complete new level. So that's going to be interesting for all of us over the next 2-3 years. What is going to happen with Leicester? Do they become a world brand? Or is it just a one-off? We don't know. But it's going to be certainly very interesting.
And Bruno, obviously, you're from Switzerland. Euro 2016 is coming up. What do you make of their chances? Obviously, they've got some decent players and obviously the likes of Shaqiri as well, who could make an impact.
Yeah, our game relates a lot to Shaqiri, especially in terms of attacking football. If he's not playing, we feel that straight away. We don't have that depth what other nations have. So hopefully he's gonna be healthy and he will be one of our key performers, absolutely. In terms of the defending or the defending shape, Switzerland always was a good side to be compact and have a good shape and be patient with the game. What we don't like is we don't like to dominate the game. So we always more, you know, we always like to sit back a little bit and wait what's going to happen. The moment Shaqiri is on the pitch, that looks like a different. But for that tournament, of course, I think we are outsiders. We hope we're going to survive the group stage, and everything else was going to be a success.
And Bruno, I know right now you're in a position, you've been retired a couple of years. Could there ever be a day that we see Bruno Bernard as a manager, maybe?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I love coaching. I'm coaching at the moment. It's my 4th year now after my career, and it's in my mind. Yeah, why not become a manager? Yeah, but as always, I am patient and take my time for all my decisions. But I'm still an English fan, or the England football fan, even if I live in Switzerland now. So you never know, I might come back as a manager.
Well, Bruno, I think there's a lot of fans over here that would love to have you back in English football once again. Bruno, thanks a lot for joining us here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Steve. All the best. Thank you. Bye-bye.